Audio Gravity, 8th of November, 2009. First link today is superfeedr.com. So that's superfeed with an R on the end, .com. This is real-time feed passing in the cloud. Been waiting for something like this to be expected, really, with all the cloud infrastructure that's out there. If you've been looking into different kinds of feed passing, this is definitely one of those sites that you need to be looking at for pulling in lots of feeds from lots of destinations and providing you with the infrastructure to pass them in the cloud. There's a whole bunch of features in this. There's a subscriber side to it and a publisher side to it. Instead of, you know, spending a load of time in and wasting your own resources on your web server for fetching data from around the web, you can use Superfeeder to provide you with the power, if you like, to be able to go and aggregate these different feeds and pull them in. They standardize on Atom, so it sends all the data in strict Atom format regardless of the original feed format, and it's built to scale as demand increases to maintain service levels. So I think they give you the first 1,000 feeds. Yeah, first 1,000, if you monitor less than 1,000 feeds, it's free. And then the price, if you need more than 1,000 feeds, you need to start buying credits. And then credits start at 0.005, really, really low per entry. By supporting us, we'll increase our budget per feed so we can pull your feeds more often. Not only will it be cheaper to use Superfeeder, we'll get more better performance. I just really like what they're doing. They've got a great little API, great little system on there. And the price is pretty good. I mean, the 25,000 credits, about 1 month's worth of new entries, if you track 1,500 feeds with an average of 1.2 new entries feeds a day, is $50. So you're not talking mega money to put the aggregation side of things somewhere else. And that's I quite like the idea behind that, and you can budget it and scale it to suit. Next link today is over on photojojo.com. They've got this brilliant store over there, which I only came across about a month ago. And on the store, you've got a whole bunch of camera-related products. And they've got one thing on there called the Zumi digital camera, which is the version 2 that they're on now. And you get these sort of like old-school 8mm style stills. And also they do video as well now. And it's a really, really tiny camera. The Zumi 2 version 2 kit with 2GB card is $190, or you can get it without the card for $170. And there's a whole bunch of stuff on here as well about the camera. And it's really, really, really tiny. It fits up to 1,600 high-res shots and 2 hours of video. That's pretty epic, really, to have a little small camera in the pocket. There's something about the old retro style of video and pictures. And like I say, this is a really, really tiny camera and pretty old school. Next link is Requal with a Q in the middle, requal.com. The best way to remember what's important to you. This is very similar to Evernote. I actually prefer Evernote over anything else that I've looked at. There's a whole bunch of people talking about this, and they're saying it's really good. You can use it on, obviously, phone, web, email, text messaging, Outlook calendar, Google calendar. People are starting to realize that capturing the content, actually being able to capture wherever, from whatever, via voice, email, instant messaging, whatever, and be able to capture, retrieve, and share that is going to be the number one service, really, in the next couple of years, is actually being able to aggregate, transcode, and distribute all that content, which is what I thought about for a long time ago. Next link is Romote, R-O-W-M-O-T-E.com, remote control for Mac and Apple TV. They've got a version for the standard version is 99 cents, which is dirt cheap, or the Romote Pro for $4.99, that's dollars. Why should you carry a second device just to control your computer? Why should you need line of sight to do so? So instead of having the usual Apple remote control, which uses the infrared type thingy, you can use this via the network. So you can control a bunch of stuff on there. They've already got stuff on for Front Row, Air 4 Video, Boxy, DVD Remote, ITV, Firefox, iPhoto, all the usual suspects, VLC. And yeah, pretty darn good. It's a steal at 99 cents. But I like the idea of the RoPro as well. What does that do? Connect it with the Apple's... couple it with Apple TVs... No, sorry, Apple free remote app to turn your iPhone or iPod Touch into the ultimate controller for home stereo, mobile presentation, or casual video viewing. Remote Pro is better than the competition. It's still less expensive. If you want a complete control over your computer, choose remote. If you want to emulate the hardware remote on your device, so there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. Remote Pro, keyboard and trackpad, shake to hide the keyboard. Pretty awesome. Next link today is over on throwboy.com. They've bought a bunch of these like pillows out, which are like these throw pillows that you can put on, you know, your SETI or your bed. They've got like all the geeky usual ones. The ones I really, really like is the RSS pillow, bright orange pillow with a white RSS feed on it. And they've also got a bunch of the Mac icons as well. A really nice site as well, really well designed. And I just think, you know, sites like this that just come up with a really good idea, basic idea, great photos, really light, stylish Web 2 kind of design, and really sort of fun factor to it as well. They're going to do well. Finally, last link today is one to add to your RSS feed reader, macstories.net. A whole bunch of stories from around the Mac world. They've got over 10,000 odd followers on Twitter. I presume they've got quite a chunk on the RSS as well. And they have some really good reports. Again, there's a whole bunch of blogs popping up around the web for Mac that I've just come across recently. This has got a nice slick design to it as well. Definitely want to add to the RSS reader, like I said. Tutorials on there, how to take professional iPhone screenshots, Mac video stories, how to extract an icon's application's icon and convert it to a PNG. You know, just really simple, well-written posts. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.